Hello, 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 and welcome to the Daily Show number 14. It is the 10th of July 2013, so good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, whatever time you are joining me. Thank you for joining me. It is still overly warm, but it's not as warm as yesterday. I got up earlier today than I usually do, so I got a bit of a cooler period, and it's starting to get warm, but I'm going to the swimmers, so that's good. But anyway, just before I get into the topic, if you haven't, like, I'm sitting in the room right now and it's really warm, and if you don't watch the vlogs then you won't know, but today's vlog that's going up today, I recorded before whenever I dropped my dinner. Had a big lovely lasagna made, was sitting down to eat it and it fell off the table and hit the floor, completely ruined. I think there's a stain on the floor now because of it, but I was sitting there and I was heartbroken because it was cooked to perfection, and I dropped it, and I actually did sit and stare at it for about 15 minutes. But anyway, I forgot that it was Tuesday, and when we realised it was Tuesday, me and Alana got 2 for Tuesdays at Domino's, so you buy one pizza, get one free. So now the room is just smelling of lasagna and pizza, and the heat is just exacerbating that so much. But anyway, that is, if you don't watch the vlogs, if you do watch the vlogs, well, this will probably be up before, or the vlog will probably be up before that. But anyway, I was sitting there, whenever I got up this morning, I had to do a bit of housework, and as I was doing the housework, I was sitting trying to think about what I could do for today's podcast, because I'm starting to run out of ideas now. I watched a program last night on Air France flight 447. I think it's 447 or 47. No, 447, yeah. Where the plane mysteriously crashes and no one knows why. They were saying that it would come down to mechanical issues. But in watching the whole thing, it was definitely the pilot's fault. Because, like, he had something like 3,567 hours of flying, right? And he decided that he wanted to pull back on the stick, which increases the height. So you start climbing in height, but as you start climbing in height, you're decreasing in speed. And everyone knows, it's not rocket science, that a plane needs a certain amount of speed to keep flying. If you drop below that speed, the plane basically stalls and just falls to the ground like a ton of bricks. But anyway, that's not the topic, because if I had, I would have ranted on, and then people would have started getting annoyed because I would have really picked on the pilots, because they killed 228 people. But anyway, that's not the topic. I just wanted to say that because that was going to be the topic, and then I decided to change it because I could potentially annoy some people. But anyway, I changed it, and I was sitting there and I was getting ready, because I'm literally, once I finish this podcast and then upload it, I'm leaving to go to swimmers. So sitting here getting ready, and then I looked and I seen I have a code for Black Ops 2. I don't know what it is. I think it might be Nuketown 2025. Never bought the game. Still got the code somehow. So I was sitting there and I was looking at it, and then it started getting me thinking about the new games. So I'm going to talk about 2 new games that are coming out. Why I'm getting them and what I look forward to about them. All right. So the 2 new games I'm definitely getting day of release, or at least 1 or 2 days after. The first one is GTA 5. If you have seen any of my gaming, or my gaming channel, there's only like 8 or 9 videos, right? And like 6 of them are from GTA 4. I'm a big GTA fan, always have been and always will be. So I'm going to get GTA 5 on the day of release. They released a gameplay video describing all the different stuff, and holy shit, it looks amazing. Alright, I'm sorry for the language, but it is fucking glorious. I was watching it, and before I started watching, I seen it, and then I thought to myself, this could go either way. It could go really good or really bad, and it was fucking splendid. It was amazing. Some of the stuff, the way you can switch. I don't know what a horror feel about the way you can switch between three people. It can be good, but it's weird that the way they've done it, because you can switch between three people. I mean, if you're being one person, the other two are sitting living their lives like normal, and then you switch to them. That's kind of awesome. So it is kind of creepy though, because you're just dropping in on somebody's life. But anyway, there's one thing that I wanted to see back in it, because they had it in San Andreas and they didn't have it in 4, but they've brought back the jets, the planes. You can fly planes again, so that's good. And there's a couple of things, because I was going to make a video on GTA, and I was going to do it today, and it was going to be some of the things that I wanted to see that were in, maybe were in other games or weren't in other games, but I wanted to see more customization for your character's clothes. I wanted to see that. It's in it, and it is amazing. Because in GTA 4 you could buy, like, oh, here's some jeans, oh, here's a jacket. That was about it. Now, one thing that I loved in Vice City that you can now do in GTA 5 is, you can buy properties again, which is phenomenal, because then you can start making insane amounts of money. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be buying all that. Car customization is back into it from San Andreas. I loved car customization, because it kind of mixes the games between Grand Theft Auto and Need for Speed, two games I kind of love. So overall, it's looking pretty good. There's one thing that it didn't show in it, and it's going to be a tiny thing, but I would love it in it, and I personally feel it. All Grand Theft Auto games need it, and it was in Saints Row 3. It's if you end up, you know, out in the ocean or something, or out in the water, hit the Y button, it automatically brings you back to shore. Every game, right? Every game like that, Crackdowns, Grand Theft Auto, Saints Row, every game like that needs that feature. Without a doubt. No matter how good or how shit the game is, you need that feature in it. Because see this, swimming to get a boat, or swimming back to shore, it takes ages, it's tedious, nobody likes doing it, right? It's annoying. Put that feature in and your game is golden. So, I seen that gameplay yesterday, right, and it was, I knew I was going to get the game. I don't know if I was going to pre-order it, but I knew I'm getting the game, and I didn't know if I was going to get it on the day of release or a couple of days after, but just seeing that GTA 5, I'm getting it on day of release, without a doubt. It just, I watched it and I went, holy shit, because of the way, how realistic it looks. It looks like they've changed the driving skill a bit, which is good, because that needs to be done. I like the driving in it, but it was just a wee bit, I know, hard to control at times. So they've got the walking and shooting and all that are much more fluid, and it just looks really amazing. Right, but anyway, I've talked far too much about GTA. It is the main bulk of the next game's only going to be like a minute or two long. So, but anyway, the second game that I was going to get is Battlefield 4. Right, now I had never planned on getting Battlefield 4. I walked in the game a couple of weeks ago and seen that Battlefield 3 was on sale for 10 quid, so I decided to get it, because it's 10 quid. If you're getting a game for 10 quid, you're not going to lose much sleep over it. So I got that, and I wasn't, you know, because I played the beta and I was very put off by the beta, but so I decided that I'll get it again and I'll give it a wee try. I ended up playing single player for a while. Single player is pretty good. I like it, I'm enjoying it. But I decided, right, I got bored one night, so I decided to go and play online. I love Battlefield Bad Company 2. See Bad Company 1 and 2, I just love them. Games are perfect. The online was amazing. The campaign was amazing and funny too. So I decided I'll try Battlefield 3 online. So I tried it online, and it really reminded me of Bad Company 2, which was amazing. So I decided that I'd give it another couple of games, and I loved it, and I still love it. I haven't went back to the campaign yet. So I love that. I love how realistic it is. You know, the movements, the shooting, the sounds, everything is just, it's so realistic, and it's so nice to look at, you know. Where, like, Black Ops 2 is just, it's ridiculously stupid. Like, a gun that fires three fucking arrows at the same time, that's just ridiculous. But anyway, we're not talking about Black Ops, because that game just annoys me. But, you know, out of, like, the likes of Black Ops, or the likes of all of Call of Duty's Battlefields, and, say, Medal of Honors, and any other FPSs that you can think of. Jesus, that was loud. So any other FPSs you can think of, Battlefield was the more realistic of all of them combined. And that's what I loved about it. It's so realistic. I don't mind if I go, you know, because there was one time, you know, when, like, in the likes of Call of Duty, the highest amount of kills I got was like 126 kills and something like 8 deaths. So, yeah, you have that imbalance. If, you know, because in Call of Duty you have the imbalance of somebody can do really, really overly amazing, while there's people at the bottom of the scoreboard that done shit. I've seen people in Black Ops 2 videos going 70-5, while other people are going 1-34. And it's so imbalanced. And every game that I've got into in Battlefield, except if I got like 70 kills, I was also coming out with like 40 odd deaths. Everybody was staying really compact. Nobody was pulling ahead too much, and nobody was dropping behind too much. Everybody was sitting around the same area, which is really good. It's a balanced, realistic game, and that's what I love. I always, right, whenever I was playing Call of Duty 4 and in Battlefield Bad Company, I always switch between the two. No, I don't play Call of Duty no more. I just don't like them. They're hacked to shit and everything, but Battlefield has stayed the same. And there's one thing that I've never ever experienced in Battlefield, and that is lag. Never gotten a piece of lag in Battlefield, which is good. So the only thing that I don't like about Battlefield is how much people sit in tanks, helicopters and jets. That's the only thing. Other than that, it's fine. So Battlefield 4 and GTA 5 are the games I'm getting day of release. I have to after seeing GTA 5 gameplay. So that is going to do it for today. I just wanted you to update you on what games I will be getting this year. If you're subscribed to me on the gaming channel, then this is basically telling you what gaming videos are going to be coming within the next couple of months. Up until then, though, there will be a lot of GTA videos. Some more shorts, just general gameplay. I've got one where I'm trolling the place and also show you how to get one-man army real easy. So that's good. So that is going to be it for today. I shall see you all tomorrow. I hope you have a really good rest of your day. Take it easy and be safe. And as always, this is The Daily Show, and thank you for listening.